Parshas Vayakel is after the Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaEgel, the Medrash says, it says, Vayikohel Ha'omal Aroin. So as a tikkun for Vayikohel is Vayakel Moshe. Also by the Chet HaEgel, they said, Eile Elehecha Yisrael, and we're mechaper on that by saying, Eile HaDvarim HaShatziva Hashem. Vayakel is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Vayakel is Achdus. The Inyan of Achdus is Avadu, a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaEgel, the Chet always causes period Saif. It's been Adam L'Chaveri, who had been Adam L'Mokoyim. And Achdus is Avada, what brings out a tikkun for that. The Chassam Sofer writes that Hu Adin Fakert, we know that the Chet of Sinas Chinom is what eventually is going to bring the Chorbin. Already as Maktim Refuah for that, the Eberste Shtelzavek or Bazundura Inyan of Ayakel. Achdus is what keeps Klal Yisrael going. It's fascinating that on Monday and Thursday when we lane, after laning we say a whole bunch of Yehi Ratzayim, but then the last one is Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael doesn't start with the words Yehi Ratzayim. Because if it's Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, then that is the Eis Ratzayim. You don't have to make it into an Eis Ratzayim. It's interesting that Vayakel, the Shoyrish of the word Vayakel is Kahal. The first time the Torah calls Klal Yisrael a Kahal, it says by the Korban Pesach, V'shachatu Oisoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. We learn from there, Shluchoi Shel Adam Kamoisoi. The concept of Shluchoi Shel Adam Kamoisoi is really the concept of that there's Achdus. When there's Achdus and every human Klal Yisrael is connected, that's how it's able to be Mesaken. The Sforim also write that Vayakel is gematria mikvah. A mikvah is mitaher. And avada, when Klal Yisrael comes together, that's also mitaher everyone. Now, also the Sforim right, it says, Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Adas could also be the lashon we had in last week's parsha that the Yidden were given crowns. Edyom, they were crowns were taken away. Moshe Rabbeinu received those crowns. But now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming back and putting together kol adas b'nei Yisrael, that they're able to have those crowns. When do we get those crowns? On Shabbos. On Shabbos, even the Yidden are given back the crowns. The one that they lost by the Chet HaEgel, it comes back by Yakel Moshe, who received all those Edyom. He says, I'm going to gather you all together. I'm willing to give you the crowns. He's going to give them back that Milo. I saw a Moira the Kipshat. It's interesting, when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, there's a special davening that we say Ati Yetzarta. And if you look at the Nusach of Ati Yetzarta, it's unique. It's not your regular Shabbos Musaf, Tikanta Shabbos. It's not your regular Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. It's not your regular Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. It's a special Musaf that was established Dafka when Shabbos comes together on Rosh Chodesh. But if you notice, the special Musaf, it's the Musaf of Shalosh Regalim. The words we use in Ati Yetzarta are special Shalosh Regalim Dikin Musaf. What's the Pshat? If Rosh Chodesh itself doesn't warrant such a nusach, if Shabbos itself doesn't warrant such a nusach, what's the pshat that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together does? The teretz is, we know that the emes is, besides the Shalosh Regalim, there was supposed to be, every Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a regel. The Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings down in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, that the same way that the Shalosh Regalim, Avraham is for Pesach, it's connected Pesach, Yitzchak is connected Shavuos, Yaakov is connected Sukkos, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkosah, Kemoikein, the Yud Beis Rosh Chodesh are connected, the Yud Beis Shvatim, and each Shevet is a representative of that Rosh Chodesh, and it's supposed to be a regel. Why Tak is Rosh Chodesh not a regel? Because of the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, Noshim, weren't in the Chet HaEgel, Noshim have a Bazundara regel on Rosh Chodesh. But we don't have it because we lost it by Chet HaEgel. But Shabbos is Bechlal disconnected from Chet. Shabbos is Lamalam and a Chet. Shabbos, we're not holding by the Darg of Chet HaEgel. When it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh davening is supposed to be regalimdik. Normally, Rosh Chodesh is not regalimdik because we lost it on Chet HaEgel. But when it's Shabbos, that's what it says in Vayakel Moshe. And what is he telling them? He's telling them about Shabbos. Because Shabbos, we lose that darga of Chet. We disconnect from Chet. By all the other Yomim Toivim, this carbonus of a Seir Lechatas, Shabbos doesn't have that. Shabbos is totally disconnected from Chet. And it's also, I saw this farm say, Vayakel is the word Kavei Li. We want to hope to get back to Li. What's Li? Hare at Mekudeshes Li. We spoke about this since Parshas Truma. that the yikhu li truma me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu liboy, that the li represents the darga that Klal Yisrael is together b'kedushin with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's why it says over here vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael, and it says lemar. It says it twice. Zeh adavar shatziv Hashem lemar kasei the lemar. Lemar is a lashon of maimar, kedushin. Kedushin is maimar, and it says vayomer aleihem. Aleihem is Rosh Tevis. Not in the right order. Harei at mekudeshes li. That we want to get back. Kave li vayakel. This atis is going to get us back to the darga of koydim chayte egel. Now, many of the Achorinim talk about the Beis Levi, the Meshech Chochma. Many talk about this idea that in Parshas Truma, we have, first it talks about the Mishkan, Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh. After that, you have Shabbos. In Kisiso, you have Shabbos. But over here, now that it's after the Chet Egel, it's the other way around. Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, as we're getting ready for Vayakel Pekudei, which is going to be a very, at length, Chazorah, Kasher Tziva Hashem, again and again, about the Tzivui of Mishkan, as a tikkun for the Chet Egel. But here it mentions Shabbos first, and then afterwards it says Mishkan. What's the beer that originally by Mishkan it said Mishkan and then Shabbos, but now it says Shabbos and then Mishkan? The Beis Halevi explains, because after Chet Egel, this Pirud, and as we said, in order to get back to Mishkan, which Mishkan is Ma'ached, we need first the Shabbos. Originally the Mishkan itself was Ma'ached, but now that Fakert, it's after Chet Egel, it's necessary to go in the other direction. First, we have to bring in Shabbos, which Shabbos is, represents Achdus. Rosa de Shabbos, those that say Nusach Sfar, then even if you don't, it's in the Zohar, that Shabbos is an inyan of Achdus. Shabbos, we have as Neshama Yisera. The Svarim explain that the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos is a Neshama Kloli, not a Neshama Prati. Every Yid has his own Chelik Neshama. But the Neshama we get on Shabbos is not a Prati Zik Neshama. Klal Yisrael gets a Neshama Yisera. Klal Yisrael is Ba'achdus, and on Shabbos, we're ba'achdus, and then we're able to get ready for Mishkan. There's even bedrash, you could say, loisivaru eish. Eish means the eish of machloikis. Loisivaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. Certainly on Shabbos, we have ba'achdus, we have the Neshama Yisera, then we're ready for Mishkan. And that's how the Beis Halevi learns. We added to it, but that's the shayrish of it. The Meshech Chochma says a very different pshat, interesting pshat. He says, why originally did it say Mishkan, and only then Shabbos? Because we know Binias HaMishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. Chazal learned a goof out from the fact that it's Hukkah Shabbos to the Mishkan. We're going to soon see the concept of Lamed Tes Melachis is learned out from Mishkan. But Binias HaMishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. Yet, in the Mishkan, when they makriv Karbonos, Avoid that was Doicha Shabbos. Says the Meshech Chochma, the emes is Koidim Cheta Egel. It's a Vechina of Molei Kol Aretz Kvoidoi. And even if you want to learn like the Rishonim, that even if there wouldn't have been a Chet Egel, there would have been Mishkan, but the concept of Mishkan would have been, the Mishkan itself would be Doicha Shabbos, because the etzem building of the Mishkan is the Avoida. Now that there's a Chet Egel, and it has to be done the other way, so the etzem B'nias HaMishkan is not able to be Doicha Shabbos. That first is a Hakdoma, it's a Hechsher. And then that enables that the Karbonis Taka to be Doicha the Shabbos. But it's not, originally, even though the Mishkan itself was Doicha Shabbos. The Hafla says a different shot. The Hafla in Panim Yafos, he goes into the idea that there was a vikuach between Moshe and Bezalel, if you're supposed to build first the Mishkan and then the Kalim, or first the Kalim and then the Mishkan, and he goes into the Cheshbin, what would have been nitzav and not to be Doicha Shabbos by the Mishkan? The building of the Mishkan itself or the Kalim? He says, Lagabi the Kalim, there's a Bezundara Indian. If the Torah wouldn't have said Shabbos first, then you would have thought that maybe the Kalim itself is not Doicha Shabbos. And maybe the Kalim is not a problem. Maybe in the Kalim you're able to say that you're able to make them even on Shabbos. Only the Etzem B'nias HaMishkan not. Only after Chet Egel is Vaitzach. Yeah, we'll move on. Shabbos was already mentioned in Parshas Yisroi. In Daseres HaDibur, Shabbos was mentioned in Mishpatim. Shabbos was mentioned in Kisiso. But now again, we have Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe, Sheishas Yomim Tiyasa Melacha. But specifically the Shabbos that's over here, we're saying it's a tikkun for the Chet Egel. It's mefor, we know, the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, that there are Lamed Tes Melachis. It doesn't say mefurish in the Torah Lamed Tes Melachis. It singles out specifically over here, Loisavaru Eish, which itself is a whole Shiloh. We'll soon see. The Gemara has a machlaikis. Why was Havara, the lav of Havara, one of the many, one of Lamites, why was it singled out? Why over here and why is it singled out? We know there's a famous machlaikis Tanoim, Rab Yossi, and Rab Nosson. The Gemara brings it many times. Havara lechalik yotzes, Havara lelav yotzes. We'll soon talk about that. But the etzem idea that there are Lamites malachis, there are many Ramazim, most of them that Chazal bring are taka from here. And it's Omer Darsheni. Dafka over here now, after Chet Egel, it's being this chadish, specifically this concept of Lamed Tes Malachas. Why? And where is the remez? On one hand, we have the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Ayin. In Shabbos Taf Ayin, the Gemara says, Vayakel Moishas Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Eile HaDvarim. Says the Gemara, Eile is 39. Why? Eile is not 39. Eile is 36. Eile, Aleph, Lamed Hey is 36. Dvarim is 2. Dvarim. Lashon Rabbim. Hadvarim is another one. As I said, Rashi, Yaakovonim, Shannon, the Gemara. So, Eile, Hadvarim is 39 malachas. Eile is 36. Dvarim, Hadvarim, together is 39 malachas. As I said, Rashi. The Yerushalmi over there says that the letter Ches and the letter Hey is interchangeable. So, Eile, the Ches could change to a Hey. If it's a Ches, then it's 39. Aleph, Lamed, Ches is 39. The Medrash brings also that it says Asiya by the Mishkan, by Yasu. It says the Lashon of Asiya 39 times. That's on one hand. That's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin. There's also another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Memtes. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Memtes, a remez for the Lamites Malachis. The Gemara says, because it says Malacha in the Torah, Malacha, Maleches, Malachtoi, the Shirish of the word Malacha, Malachis, talking about Lamites Malachis, it says in the Torah 39 times the word Malacha. But burns the Gemara that it says it 40 times. It really says Malacha 40 times. So the Gemara says, you're right. But there's two places where it says malacha. There are two places where it says malacha that it's questionable if the context of the word is malacha. And by one of them it means malacha, one not, but we're not sure which one. And that's how you get to 39. The two that the Gemara singles out are, it says, Vayosef Atzadik, Vayogoy Habaiso Lasois Malachtoi. Everyone else went, it was Yoyim Ginusam of the Melech of Parag. Everyone went, and Yosef went, Vayogoy Habaiso Lasois Malachtoi. Chazal say it's a machloikis. Does Lasois Malachtoi means he went to do his job, his malacha? Well, does it mean Rachmanu Litzlan, he went to do chait? So if it means chait, then it's not on the list for the 39. And again, Sakhakal, there are 40 places where it says malacha, but maybe this one, Vayovi Abai, Salasis Malachtoi, is not counted, because Malachtoi over there means he went to do the chait. On the other hand, there's another pasuk in this week's parsha. It says, Vahamalacha hoysa dayam behoyser, which it's a machloikis. Does it mean malacha? Or does it just mean that the it was shalom avidita, it was just, it ended, the donation ended. The matching kind of program ended. It was over. Lav dafka means malacha. Now, if you're going to do both and say that by Yosef it means malacha, and also over here, by malacha hoysa dayim hoysa means malacha, then you get 40 malachas, and there aren't. There are arboyim chasarachas. On the other hand, if you oust both of them, then there will only be 38 malachas, which maybe is chat in the shita of Isi ben Yehuda, Shabbos Daf Vav. The Gemara brings Megillas Astorim, Isi ben Yehuda holds there are only 38 malachas. We don't know which malacha he doesn't count, but he holds there are only 38 malachas. Which one is missing is unclear. The Gemara is Mesupik. What's the pshat though, why it's only 38? Because probably Isi ben Yehuda holds that in both accounts. Vayoveh abayis alasis malachtoi means chay. And v'hamalacha isadayim just means that the donation was over. And therefore both of those malachas fall through. And then you only have 38. That could be pshat in that man the yomar. The Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah in Perek Zayin of Shabbos in Lamites Malachas asks, that this Gemara that says Malacha 40 times, and Mamish, to the nitty gritty, works out, it's 39, it's 40, it knocks out one of them. He says it's a Pella, because it says Malacha in the Torah about 65 times, and he deals with it and tries to answer various ways why we're going to oust 25 of them. I saw a very interesting pshat, a chiddush, in the Sefer Peninim Yekarim from Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern Shlita, the Rav of Ezra's Torah. He says a very interesting pshat. He says, whenever the Torah says Malacha, in reference to Shabbos itself, that counts. But if it's not in the reference to Shabbos itself, then it doesn't count. I'm sorry, if it's not in reference to Shabbos. So he works out counting out various ones of them. He's left with one that's a problem. He's still not just down, it's still 40. But he gets to this pasuk in Parshas Emor. Sheshes yomim tasa malacha uviyoyim hashvi Shabbos shavosa in mikra kodesh ka malacha leisasa. And that's the chur about Shabbos. So he says, no, it's not. The Gros says that pasuk in Parshas Emor means Sheshes yomim tasa malacha. There are 6 days of Yom Tif that you could do malacha. 2 days of Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres and Sukkis. 2 days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, and Shavuos. Sheishes yomim tasa malacha. Uveyom ha-shvi, but on Yom Kippur there's no heter to do. So that's how the Gra is in Farish that pasuk. Like that shot of the Gra, so that pasuk again is not in context of Shabbos, so it's not gerechent. I heard once a different shot that Sheishes yomim over there in that pasuk, it's referring to Shabbos chol hamoed. Sheishes yomim, the 6 days of Yom Tif, the 7 days to Pesach, you could do malacha, but on Shabbos chol hamoed, not. Shabbos chol hamoed is a bear. Akapanim, that's how he reconciles those 39. It's interesting, I think the Chanukah Satori says, Vayakev Avinu, Vayares ha'agolois, he saw the agolois that the brothers that the Shvatim sent, Yosef sent with the Shvatim, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim. So he says a beautiful pshat. It's connected, Mamash Ohanli. Vayares ha'agolois. What does it mean, the agolois? The agolois remind Yaakov of the Nesiim. The Nesiim donated the agolois. Why did the Nesiim donate agolois? Because the Nesiim thought that they're going to donate to the Mishkan at the end, after everyone's finished, and they're not going to be enough, and then they're going to add more. What happened in the end? V'hamalacha ha'isadayim. It was over. Not malacha work. The malacha, the donations were over. Everyone donated everything already. So they had to bring agolis. Says Yaakov Avinu, oh, if the agolis represent the Nesiim, and that tells me that v'hamalacha ha'isadayim over there doesn't mean malacha, so then v'yovi ha'vayisalasos malachtoi has to mean malacha. Baruch Hashem, Yosef didn't do a chet. V'atechi ruach Yaakov Avinu. Because of Pilpul, because he saw Vayara, saw Agolois, and that shows you that by the Nesiim teaches me that Hamalacha Yisadayim means Malacha, he now knows that the other one doesn't mean Malacha. So again, the Makar for Lamed Tes Malachas is either from over here, Eila Hadvarim, or we had from the fact that it says Malacha many times. Toysis and Psachim, Kof Yitzayin Amidbeis, Dibar Amasa Laman Tizkar, he says we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, he says because in Mitzrayim they worked Beparech, and the work that they did in Mitzrayim Beparech, he says take the word Parech, Parech in Atbash, Parech, Pei, Reish, Chof. This is the Tosfos. Psachim Kaf Yedayin. Parech in Atbash is Vigal, Vav Gimel Lamed. 39. So the 39 Malachas were also in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim they worked 39 Malachas. And now we have Shabbos, and we remember that in Mitzrayim they did work 39 Malachas, and now on Shabbos we're resting. That's why we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush by Shabbos. But again, another remez for 39 Malachas. As far as I'm bringing there, based on that Tosfos, the 10 Makas in Mitzrayim, the letters, how many letters are in the 10 Makas? Dam, Svardei, Akinim, Bechulei, how many letters in the 10 Makas? 39. How did I get to 39? Well, either Kinim, Shchin, Kinim, Choshech, and Arev are all Malay. I have to say Kinim with a Yud, Choshech with a Vav, Arev with a Vav. Or you can do Kinim without a Yud, extra Yud, Choshech without a Vav, Arev without a Vav, and write Makas Bechayris. If you choose, don't do both, because then you'll have 42. But that's a different remez for the 39 malachas. Lagabi, whether you're supposed to make choshech and arev with a vav or without, Rav Shamshon Ashtropolius Cheshben, that the gematria of Dam Tzvardei Akinim Arev Devashchen v'chulei is 3,286 lahakos. The egroif, resha, egroif is aleph gimel, 3,000, aleph gimel, resh pei, 286, egroif with a vav, but he's cheshbening. If you look it over there, he's going that it's choshech with a vav and shchin is mole. He goes taka. You have to work out. No, he goes chasu. Yeah, he goes chasu. That's kamat chasu. Okay. Why dafka over here are we saying lamed tes malachas? The Balaturim adds another remez. It says eila hadvar masher tziva Hashem laasois. Laasois. He says, look at the word laasois. Lamed teisha. Laasois. Lamed ayin sin tof. The letters Ayin Sif Tov could be read as Teisha. Lamed Teisha. 39. Another remez in the Balaturim over here for 39 Malachas. He also says, and you can count it, from the word Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe's called Adas B'nai Yisrael V'chul. They told Lo Yisavaru Eish B'chol Mash B'seichem B'yoyin. 39 words. And then HaShabbos. 39 Malachas. Arboim Choser Achas. Why Dafka over here? The Sfarim explained that the MS, in the time of the original Maisa Bereshis, you know, it says Basara Mamores Nivra Oilam, but if you count Mefurish, how many times it says in Bereshis Mefurish, Vayas Elikim, Vayomer, Vayas, all the different neschois of expressionism of doing and making, it says it over there 39 times. But now that there's a Chet Eitz Hadas, the Oilam was Pogum. By Matan Torah, it was supposed to come back to the Tikkun. But by Chet Egel again, it was Chazar to the Matzav of Lamed Tes. Lamed Tes is a Lashon of Klala, Lat. Lat is a Klala, Lat. In Aramaic is a Klala. The 39 Malachas Dafka are being introduced here because the 39 Malachas are because of the fact that the world is not b'tikunoi, and we have to rest on Shabbos. Another remes for lama tas malacha is the last one, then we're going to move on. Sheshes yomim tas malacha. Sheshes is gematria thousands, plain and simple, a thousand. Arboim choser achas is gematria 1,000. The Mishnah says, how many malachas? Doesn't say shloshim v'teisha. Shloshim v'teisha is a different gematria. Arboim choser achas is gematria 1,000. The lamed tes malachas. It's before many times in Masechta Shabbos that the lamed tes malachas are learnt out from Mishkan. And it's the ones that they had in Mishkan, Rashi, and come out of Gemara in a few places. Where was the Zoreya, the whole Sidura de Pas, the original few malachas that talk about planting and growing Tzimeach? Rashi learns it's going for the Samimonim. They had to plant to make the Samimonim. Rav Hai Goin argues, he says, no, it's because of the Menachas that they were makriv. K'moikein, the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Beis, the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi, Malachas Haitzah, Bein B'yaminoi, Bein B'smoiloi, Bein B'taychekoi, Bein Al-Ksefov. Rashi says when they carried the Krushim. And then Rashi brings, Uv'shem Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Matzasi, V'shem Rav Haigoin, who's going to Shitasoi. It's going on Aaron, who carries Shemen Hamor, Ketoiris Asamim, Menachas, and Shemen. And he's carrying these various things in his right hand, in his left hand, in his chek, and in his kasef. The Seis Le'er of Haigoin, the focus is on carrying things for the Menachas. Like Rashi, it's from the actual building of the Mishkan. There's a famous kasha in the Sefer Iglei Tal. Tal is Lama Tes. That's the Sakachav is Moiridika, Pilpuldika Sefer on the Lama Tes Malachis. In the Agdama to the Iglei Tal, he goes through Barichas for the where the Makar for Lama Tes Malachis is. He says, Bishleim Alei Rashi, it's learned out from the Biniya of the Binyan of the Mishkan. But like Rav Haigoin, that we're going even on things that were actually in the Mishkan, the Menachas and the Shemen and the various things they avoid in the Mishkan. He says it's a pella. L'moshel, the Gemara says in Shabbos, daf ayin hey, shoychet mishum mai. Why is shoychet one of the lamed tes malachas? And the Gemara says either because it's n'tilas neshama or because it's tzeveya. And the pella is, why can't you just say shoychet is mishum shoychet? There was shchita in the Mishkan. Bishlema like Rashi. Like Rashi, the focus of the lamed tes malachas has to be found in things that were when they built the Mishkan. So the Gemara has to say, when you shecht an animal, where do you have that in the Mishkan? Because there was netilas neshama for the chilazoi? Or because there was soiveya when they painted things? And then we could focus that, juxtapose that onto shoychet. But like Rav Haigoin, let it just say, shoychet, mishum shoychet, there was shechita in the Mishkan. Says the Iglei Tal, moiridik. Yes, there was shechita in the Mishkan, but shechita in the Mishkan was doicha Shabbos. Avad like Rav Haigoin, we're not only learning out from the beniyah of the Mishkan, we're learning out also from the what they did in the Mishkan. But not from what was mutter to do in the Mishkan, from what was usher in the Mishkan. Shechita, you can't say, is learned that from Shoychet, because Shechita in Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos. Now, there's a famous Gemara in many places. The Gemara uses the concept, Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. And Rashi, in a few places, says that the Makar for Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah is learned that from Mishkan. Now, if you know a little bit about the sugyas, sometimes the Gemara uses the concept of Meleches Machsheves as a Chumrah. Because of Meleches Machsheves, therefore we're machmer on certain details of how you understand the Malacha. In other instances, it's fakert. Because Meleches Machsheves is Retoira, therefore you're Mekel. This is not Osur or not Chayav Akoponim, because it's not Meleches Machsheves. L'dugma. There's a concept in Hilchos Shabbos called Malacha She'eni Tzricha L'gufa. Not to be confused with its counterpart, Dover She'eni Miskaven. For the record, be very clear. Dover She'eni Miskaven is not Shabbosdik. Dover She'eni Miskaven, Machlekes Tanoim, Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda, is not any specifically connected to Shabbos. It's negeya kol terakul. It's negeya klayim. It's negeya other isurim. It's not a Shabbos tikkun musaf. And it's a machlokes of Shimon Rav Yehuda. It's also negeya Shabbos. And there's tikresha and there's all kind of things. But I'm talking about a different concept which is very Shabbos tikkun. It's called malacha she'ein etzricha lagufa. We just had it in Chagiga. I was learning Chagiga. And malacha she'ein etzricha lagufa, the Gemara clearly says, is because it's malacha she'ein etzricha lagufa. And the famous sheet of Rav Shimon is machlokes tanoim. Rav Shimon holds malacha she'ein etzricha lagufa potter. Why? Why not chayiv? You did the malacha. It was chayfer guma. The ainite sarach elul afra. It was moitzi a mace, and you only just don't want the mace in the house. You don't want to bring him to a specific place. Malacha sheni tzricha legufa. There's a tana that holds you chayiv. Reb Shimon says you potter. Now parshat pshat potter means, as always in Masechta Shabbos, potter avol aser. Why is it aser? Midrabanan. This is mit der Rabbanan, they were machmir, even though it's a malacha shen etzricha leguf. There's a very big chiddush from the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, Daf Mem Vav, as well as the Sfasemis and other Achronim say this. When Rav Shimon says malacha shen etzricha leguf is potter, it's potter, but it's osur midoy raisa. Why? Why is it osur midoy raisa? It's a malacha shen etzricha leguf. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Moira de Kazach. Where's the concept of malacha shen etzricha leguf? Because lametes malachas is compared to Mishkan, and in Mishkan, the malacha was legufa. But it says already by Sinai, by Matan Torah, it said loisasa malacha. When it said loisasa malacha by Sinai, it didn't say that it's because of Mishkan. It didn't say that it's connected to Malachas Machsheves. And therefore there's a lav doi raisa for malacha she'en etzmicha lagufa. But there's no karis. There's no skila. There's no carbon. Potter. Potter from a carbon. But not potter aval osser midarabanon, which is the pashas pshat. And it's come out in the first in the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua is chazer by from this word eventually. But the Pnei Yeshua says this idea that maybe potter aval osser could mean it's osser midaraisa, because the concept of malacha she'en etzricha legufa is only by, it was only given over here when it's compared to Mishkan, but there was already prior to that a lav min ha-toyer of malacha she'en etzricha legufa that is osser. Donu ha'achroinim, if there's a concept of maleches machsheves by yomtiv, you know, there's also issur malacha on yomtiv. It's not skil, it's only alav, but there's maleches. Does the concept of maleches machsheves apply by yomtiv? Big shayla, there's rice, lakan, lakan. I just want to speak out one interesting idea I saw about this idea. Shvius, you know, there's issur malacha on shvius also. Not all maleches, but you're not allowed to do chayr zareh. There are things you're not allowed to do on shvius. By shvius, is there a concept of maleches machsheves? That's really taking it far. I saw it as a kasha. Mishle Melech deals with other achrayim. There's a din of Tosefes Shvius, and the Rabbanan they said you have to do Tosefes Shvius a month before, maybe even from Pesach. But it's for sure, it's mavur that there's a deraisa at the kedin that at least for a few minutes before Shemitah, those few minutes before Shemitah starts, there's an isser malacha. What's the first day? What's the day before Shvius? Those few minutes before Shvius. When does Shvius start? Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. So you're not going to be chayrish a few minutes before Shvius because of Tosefes Shvius. You anyways can't be chayrish a few minutes before Rosh Hashanah every year because it's right before Rosh Hashanah. Harbe duber al zeh. I heard once a teretz. The nafkamina is if you'll do mekalkel, you'll be chayrish in oifen that it's mekalkel. Because if you're chayrish in oifen that it's mekalkel, if you'll memo that al yomtiv, if there's a problem, it's not a problem because malachis machshavas asher tayer and it's not usher. But al Shvius it would be usher because in Shvius there's no idea of malachis machshavas. That would be a chiddush. What? Yeah, or such an item. Slicha, Sharla, Todarba. Even though we said there are lametes malachas, the Torah goes over here and singles out one specific lav, loisavaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yayim ha-shabbos. Clarifies the Gemara, why? What was unique and singled out by this lav of Havara? So, one man the Yomar says, machlekes tanoim, Havara l'chalik yotzis. What does it mean, Havara l'chalik yotzis? It's a machlekes, and it's a steer in Rashi. Rashi in Psachim, when the Gemara brings this idea of Havara L'chalik Yotzis, is, let's say a person does a whole bunch of malachas on Shabbos B'Shoyi. He forgot that it was Shabbos. And he also, or he didn't know about which malachas, and he did various malachas on Shabbos. What's going to be the din? Is afterwards he realized, is he going to bring one carbon, or is he going to bring separate carbonis? And we learn out, L'chalik, that for each malach it's a separate carbon. L'mashal, if a person was Chayrish twice, he won't bring a second carbon. But if he was Chayrish and Kaisiv, even though on one hand, L'chayr Sakakol, what did he do? He did Loisasa Malacha. He did the same Avera. It's like eating Chaylev Chaylev. It's not like eating Chaylev and Dam. But then we say, no, L'chalik, the Malacha is a Choluk. But Rashi Yevama says something else, and it's very Mishunah. He says, Havara L'chalik Yotzis, the Havamina would have been, you're not Chayev on Shabbos unless you do all 39 Malachas. L'chalik Yotzis is Mechadish, no. Even if you just did Havara, and more than any of the other 38, you're going to be Chayev. But in the Havamina, if you wouldn't have known L'chalik Yotzis, the Havmin would be, you're not Chayiv, unless you did all 39 Malachas. So there's a Peladik Rashi, many Achronim ask, I saw the Mizrahi, the Re'im on Rashi, asked in Chumash, we asked the Kasha, over here in Vayakal, a Pela. There's the Makoshish. It's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, what the Makoshish was doing. He was Makoshish Eitzim. So the Gemara says, was he doing Ma'amer, or Toilish, or Hoitzah? It's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. But he wasn't doing all 39 malachas. Why was there a din? It said, Haitzias a Makalel. that you're supposed to give skila to the Mekoshish. I'm sorry, to the Mekoshish. Why? That should be a makar of lechalik. If lechalik is a havmin, if you're not chayim, unless you did all 39 malachas, maybe he already did the other 38. It's not the pashas pshat.
How many does it need 39 bevasachas?
No, but in the same halama. In the same halama. It could be over a few weeks if you didn't realize about the concept of Shabbos. But you have to eventually do all 39. That's why I said, maybe the Mekoshish already did the other 38.
The makar came first, and then the Mekoshish got, but we had to do one.
Yeah, but why? But let that be the makar. Why do we need a separate? Why do they have to say the pasuk over here, loisavaru h, to teach me this yisoid? I can learn that from the makayish.
How does the makayish know?
I don't know how he knew, but I know that from the makayish. I'm asking, why do you need loisavaru h? Yeah, it's a good question. Why do I need this pasuk? I'm sure you have it there. I'm asking, why do you need this pasuk? I can already learn that from the makayish. If you're not chayiv. If you're not chayit, unless you do all 39. So one tariff the Achrayim say is that maybe you'll say that the Mekoshish was a Hirah Shataka. He wasn't chayit. Maybe Lo'ilam, in the Havamina, you wouldn't be chayit unless you do all 39 Malachas. The Mekoshish was a Hirah Shah. The Pella is, the Gemara says in one place that there's one man Yomah that the Mekoshish was Slavchad, and he was L'Shem Shemayim. He did it because he thought that the Yidden think that since they're in the Midbar now, they don't have to keep the mitzvahs, and he wanted to show, no, I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos and get punished, so they'll realize that it's serious business. But if din is, you're not chayiv until you do 39, and it was only a Rasha, it wouldn't be bringing out that point. And that's totally, maybe that's totally in the sphere in Rashi. On the other end, we have a man, the Amar, that says, Havara l'lav yotzis. Havara l'lav yotzis means that the Torah was teaching us that unlike the other 38, on the other 38, this skila, this chorus, this carbon. But Havara is different. Havara is singled out. It's only lalav, not mamish for chorus and chatos and skila. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi that holds like that. Maybe Vaitel, Gabi Malocha, Maleches, Malachti, that it says it so many times. Maybe he also goes that it's really only 38. He holds that Sai, Ba Malocha, Hisadayim, and Sai. They don't count as melacha. What's the nafkamina if you hold havara l'lav yotzis? So kipshuta, we already said that it's not a regular din of melacha; it doesn't have the full einish. But I saw the achrayim say other details also. Lamashal, the svasema says there's no din of toisefes Shabbos on havara. He's medayik in the Mishnah in Bama Madlikin that it's usher ben hashmoshes to be madlik, but vice versa, rega before you could. Why? What about Tosefes Shabbos? He says the mission over there is going like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe there's no Tosefes Shabbos on havara l'lav yotzis. Hu adin da Avdinezer says it's interesting. We know by Shabbos we say that vibalt meleches machsheves usher toira. There's a ptur of. I'm sorry, that Groma is chayiv even, in some Eifanim. Even though Bederek HaKlal Groma wouldn't be, but Meleches Machsheves it is. You have to know if Havara would have these Gedorim of Meleches Machsheves. Yeah. Just fear us. It says, Behemshech in the Parsha, they asked Bezalel to be in charge of the situation. He was called a Lachshoiv Machshavos. What does it mean, Lachshoiv Machshavos? There's a famous vart from Reb Chaim in Volozhin. He asked it like with a kasha. Pashtus Lachshav Machshavas means he knew how to weave and do this Meleches Machshavas, which, you know, compared to all the other Gevaldik and Dargis that it describes, Bezalel, why is that even mentioned? So he says, no, Bezalel knew how to read the Machshav of a person. Every person that donated something to the Mishkan, depending on the Tahara and Darga of his Machshava, whether the money, let's say the gold, went directly for the Oroim, or maybe for something less chashuv. The goddess of Bezalel was that he was able to read the machshava and know what the person donated it for. Rav Chaim Volozhin said this in regards to a story where at one time they sent the shadar. Shadar is the person that went to collect money for the yeshiva, and it was every year he would come, and he would come in tattered clothing and not in a mechubad dekoithin. And one year he came with fancy, fancy clothes and a whole situation with a wagon and horses. And one of the donors got upset. He said, why'd you spend so much money on this kind of stuff? He said, some people donate more if it's like this. He says, yeah, but I want my money to go Gleich to the yeshiva lane, to the lundim, to a sefer Torah, to the lebedik sefer Torah, not for your horse. He says, no, it's lachshev machshav, it all depends. The ones that donate the money because they feel that they're all happy that the donor came with a fancy horse, their money will go for the horse. Your money will take a go for the more important things. You know, it says, v'hamalacha ha'isa dayam v'hoiser. It turns out that the etzem in Lomdis, there was maybe even extra. So where did the extra go? Hashem made a nace that it came exactly what you needed. V'hamalacha ha'isa dayam v'hoiser. They over-donated. But Hashem made a nace that everything worked out. So the Aruch Chaim explains that therefore everyone's thing went to something important to the Mishkan. I heard once Fakert, someone that his donation was not b'chlal with the Rayim of Shavis, so his fell, don't be angry at it. Your donation fell into the dayam v'hoiser. It's really, it disappeared, the etzem. It was in the Dayan Bahoiser Dika level. Now it's fascinating that Be'emes, the Nesiyah made this Cheshbin, and they said, let's see what everyone donates, and when there's extra afterwards, we'll be Mashlim, which is like taking on a thing, like we're matching, we'll, whatever they bring, fine, we'll cover the whole budget. In the end, it turned out Fakarat, that the Yidden over-donated Malochaiser Dayan Bahoiser. And the Nesiyah, it's Mavur and Chazal that it was a Kepeda on the Nesiyah. Now, Lachar, what's the Kepeda? It's a big undertaking. They took places to say, we're taking on the whole thing, whatever's left. I heard once a Taich, the Kepeda on the Nesiyim is, a Nasi has to know his Chevra. If you see Klap Yishmaya, that what ended up happening is that they donated everything, a Nasi is supposed to know where his Tzibur is holding. It was a Pegia in their Nesiyas on the Nakuda that they weren't aware. They weren't aware of where the Yidden were holding. This not knowing was a time, and then, and in the end, of course, we know that they bring the karbanos of the Nesiyim. According to Wama and the Yomar, they brought the Avne Meluim and the Avne Shoyim, although it says it chaser, because maybe clouds brought it, and that's already a bazundarin. Good.